All right, welcome back to your favorite podcast. This is Musi Tadisheto. Happy Independence Day, guys. I mean, it's funny because we are supposed to be celebrating Independence Day. It's more like we are celebrating Miss Independence because everyone was so angry that we were telling people that don't send me PC. Don't let me block you, you understand? And they are justified because you cannot be a Nigerian living in Nigeria. Something must piss you off. You must be angry about something. You understand? So, because our so-called leaders, they are useless as the extra is and useless. So, I mean, what the fuck are we celebrating? So, if people say don't send them BC, there's nothing to celebrate about Nigeria. And this particular October was just a period last year where things were just so messy in Nigeria. You know, the period of Entsas. So, it brought back a lot of memories and we just realized that we are still in the same turmoil. Nothing has really changed. In fact, we are coming from the grass to the grassroots. Nigeria is usually getting worse. So, Mimi, what are you celebrating? There's nothing really to celebrate. But then, Nigeria is still Nigeria. We can only hope and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Daddy Shed. I don't get any.
Going out of Nigeria and coming back to Nigeria.
Right now.
I'm so tired and I'm stressed. My body aches.
What is body stressing you?
Drugs are bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry you forgot about that.
I was telling the bike man that brought me home when I was coming back. My school. No, everything is so easy. The roads, even the street roads are good.
Yeah, I get it. Stop bragging, please. Stop bragging.
I was told there was no light.
That's it.
Hey, there's no water. Hey, Jesus Christ.
There's no water. There's water. Nigeria.
Don't rush back. I'll just manage for a week. Then I'll disappear again.
And that's it. Well, good for you. So, how's everything now? Welcome to Smooth with Adiketo. We're glad to have you on our podcast.
My heart is doing bing-bing.
Why?
I'm so emotional to be here. Oh, my God. Thank you for inviting me.
I beg. To join us, go on. It's a privilege. Not everyone has kind of opportunity. So
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Welcome. Should I say my account? So you can thank me very well.
I can't hear that clearly. What do you mean by accounts?
Don't do like this now. You heard what I say clearly now. All right, now you I'm sure you're still conversing with people in Nigeria. You still know how fucked up the whole situation is and the whole Nigeria itself. Nothing has changed, you, as you can see. Nothing has changed. In fact, it's getting worse.
Yes, nothing has changed. Oh, it's sad.
The value of Naira and dollars has been going like nonsense.
Talking of value, exchange rate, and everything, yes. We are suffering over there because of Nigeria.
Oh, yeah?
Now, the exchange rate, oh my God. Nothing about it.
The worst. I mean, it's only if you're making money in dollars now that you can, like, okay, you know. But for everyone else, and it's also an opportunity for other people to just hike their prices of everything, you understand? Imagine the person selling granite here, only selling granite 15 naira. The one has a risk of selling 20 naira. But you cannot argue, because literally everything is expensive. Like, I wanted to ask you, my wife, this granite is 10 naira, please. Why is it 15 naira? But you know the country, you cannot buy everything is hard already. So if everybody decides, blame them, you know.
It's just sad. I don't even like thinking about it. I was talking to somebody a few days back. We're talking about October 1st and everything, and I was like, October 1st is just a new month to me. Please, please.
Yeah,
yes, I prayed for Nigeria yesterday because what else can I do?
Literally, everybody. Because what's there to celebrate? We are not independent. Just the title, really. We're actually not independent. Because our leaders are almost the same with the slave masters. Probably worse. Because our economy has gone from like 50 to like minus 2 like this. We are all in debt. You know that? We're in debt.
Yeah. I'm just scared they will sell all of us soon.
As well, maybe they should go sell the country. I think they sell us to we want better things.
They should sell us with the country. They should sell us with the country.
They sell everybody. It's like they already use this stuff to sell us to China because I already want to create new China banks. After China banks, now you see that everywhere is now occupied with Chinese people, and that's it. They're now legally Chinese. It would be cool actually because I'm tired of being Nigerian already. Literally, nothing is working. But you know,
nothing is working.
Very good. Your voice has transformed, though. What's happening? What's going on? Give us tips on how to have a better, you know, voice and, you know, a sweet personality like yours. Give us tips. Talk to the audience. Let them know your secrets. You want to share?
My voice.
Everything. I can even get your scent from me. What kind of perfume do you use?
Because you listen to me talk.
Is it deal? Salvage. Is it wood?
What kind of wood are you using?
Your perfume. I can get it from you. And you know, everything.
There's no secret, there's no soap, there's no pet, there's no body cream. It's just the grace of God.
So you're using grace of God to bath.
Yes, I'm using grace of God.
You're spraying grace of God in your body. That's the name of the person. That's why people are whining. Ask them, what's your skin routine? Drink water. Hey, I'm sure I know they drink water before. You already had it in your urine.
Yes, drink enough water. Drink enough water.
And drink water, please. Nothing is changing. Your water is distilled. Are you drinking distilled water?
Drink enough water and try to rest.
Which rest one part is somewhere at the rest? I'm sleeping every day.
Relax. Is it not sleeping though? Do you know that sleep at times is not resting? At times you sleep, but your mind is not sleeping. You might be disturbed and all those.
Yeah, the dream, child.
For me now, people will see me and tell me I'm glowing and
voila.
I'm not supposed to be this fine because what I'm going through is very, very ugly. Why am I this fine? Why?
I agree, Savi.
Yes, grace of God. Grace of God.
Must be nice. It's always behind all these looks around. People will ask questions, you know. Who ask questions?
Yeah.
Get used to it, please. Get used to it. You should be used to it by now, sir. Aren't you?
I don't even know what I'm used to again.
You don't know what you're used to again. Why?
Yes. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I just know I'm breathing. I'm fine. That's what we say. I'm fine. But I'm used to people talking and talking, so I don't think it's new. Or maybe I stop listening to people.
So what's going on with you?
Plenty of things that I don't even know about.
I do. Like what?
I'm just tired. That's just it. I was talking to somebody, I guess last week, and the person was like, this year, what can you proudly say that you achieved? And I was like, aside good grades.
I don't want to hear nothing that question.
Good grades.
I mean, even good grades, I'm not savvy. Everything just day. No, don't have to
contact. Answer life.
Just leave me. You understand? So let's just, you know, let me just engage you small. So last week, was it last week? Just days ago, actually, I posted something about I just told them to ask random questions that they want me to answer on my next podcast, you know. So many of them were like personal, yeah. So a couple of answers from your own perspective. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So one of them goes thus. Yeah, the person said, can you like, for example, you are in a relationship, you know,
okay. And
you
start
some type of way for someone else. You understand? Maybe you are in a relationship and you like someone. What are you gonna do? And you feel like you like the person more than the partner you have at that moment. What are you gonna do about it?
Well, the question. Stuff like that are meant to happen when you're in a relationship. But I think one thing one should understand when going into a relationship is this is the person I want, and this is the person I want to stay with. Only if the relationship is not working out.
Exactly. Even that is not even enough. It's not even
what was that English again? Contentment.
That's the whole point.
As long as it is what you want.
Exactly. Thank you. You know, it's not really, you know, sometimes it's more than just what you want, you know, because what you want present in that person you like. In fact, maybe more than what you actually.
Yes, that's true.
So, in your partner, you understand? But you know, you already signed the deals like a treaty. You understand? Because you don't go into relationships not knowing that you're probably going to find someone more attractive later or someone richer, someone sweeter. You understand? Those things happen. You understand? It's you that will now decide that, okay, if I say I want to go into a relationship with this person, understand that these things will happen. So it's your choice to choose this person above every other person, no matter what. You understand? Unless something that's going on between you two that doesn't involve some other person. Maybe then you can now say, okay, maybe this is a deal breaker for you. For example, you don't expect me to, for example, cheating is a deal breaker for me. You understand? It might not be for someone else, but if you cheat, I feel like that is enough reason for me to
that's
get out.
That's the end.
You understand? Because the fact that you don't respect me, we cannot move forward. Yeah? And that is what most people do not understand. Some people don't care about cheating, actually. I've seen people forgive other people that they've been in a relationship with because of cheating, and it's just like, okay, it's just, I'm over it, you understand? And it's not a problem for them, but it is for me, you understand? So if it's not reasons like that, maybe it's just me being kind of having a fling for someone else. I don't think that's enough reason. Unless what you're really into is not a relationship. Maybe you're just hanging out, you understand? Maybe you're just playing, you're just in friendship benefit or something like that, you know?
But once you're in a relationship, I guess you should stay as long as the relationship is amazing, beautiful, rather than jumping from one place to another.
It's really not cool jumping because it's really not cool. People do that and it's really not cool. And because people go into relationship for the barest reason, like the minimum reason, like stupid reasons, in fact. You understand? Some go because they are bored. Some because of oppression. Or
peer pressure.
It's not enough. Like, those things are not enough for you to go into exactly peer pressure because of God, right? Because of relationship goals. So you just enter
relationship goals are just pictures and videos.
Because you saw that tweet, this viral tweet.
Yes, I saw the tweet.
They took picture on the bed and they feel like, this is all relationship is for you people. You understand? Like, you people will literally I can be saying God doing every day, but all these things, they don't move me, to be honest, because all I'm seeing is pictures and videos. Literally anyone can make these things. But what's really going on in this life? Are we really seeing what's happening between you two? Because you people just see some people like God doing. Look at all these celebrity couples, yeah. Most of them, they have serious issues, yeah. And then you feel like, I remember when Kimmy were together now, before before they broke up, the time of Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds, the time of, you know, Tiwa and manager, all these kind of people that they are now separated today. People are like, oh, my favorite celebrity couple, my favorite celebrity couple. Look at them, where are they now? You understand? So if you are.
All right.
So, like you were saying, you were surprised that people actually inspire other people.
Yes. So, relationship to is inspiration. So people get inspiration for relationship.
Ash, are you whining? For real. What do you say? People actually see some other people and decide, okay, I want relationship. Not because they actually feel something. They just feel like, okay, I think I need to just give relationship. You know, just pick any available person. It happens, really. You were saying?
I said, I understand why we have too many relationship now. So, I don't know that... relationship is to inspire somebody to go and love.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Honestly.
People, really. I was just like, okay, I want this, your love. It's even people crash cruise with this. They crash with it these days now. I'd be like, if it's a relationship, I want people in other relationships, that kind of stuff. People want to get into relationship because of other people, not because they actually feel to make, or because they need to. Peer pressure can literally prioritize you to do anything these days.
That's true, though.
You shouldn't be surprised. You understand? So, but from getting back to the question, so I guess what you said is what exactly I would tell the person to, because when you are going to the relationship, you should understand that you are actually going to find people that might be better, that you think might be better than your partner in so many ways. But you should understand that, okay, these things are normal. You understand? That doesn't mean they are compatible with you. That doesn't mean there are people that you can live with. You understand? Because most people that you think are actually more attractive, or they have some kind of qualities that you, your partner do not possess, you actually don't know them very well yet. You understand? So don't jeopardize what you have already for something that is not even real yet. You get?
Yes.
So I'll be person that ask the question, get to listen to this, hopefully. And then another one, which I did not answer in the last episode. It's not personal too. So the person said, I'm trying to get back to, I'm trying to remember the question. I didn't particularly put this one down. So, sorry, give me a moment. Okay. So the person said, how do you know when your relationship is toxic? I don't know if you're in a toxic relationship.
If you're in a toxic relationship, you will know.
Exactly. Unless you don't want to
admit it. You might just be deceiving yourself.
Unless you don't want to admit it. Because, first of all, people, there's this thing about toxicity here. People but at the same time, they underuse the word. Now, let me explain. Sometimes,
okay.
What is actually going on with you is you trying out something about toxicity. Sometimes it's lack of understanding between you two. And sometimes it's actually toxicity and way worse. You want to go through that relationship problem. Toxicity is not rational, it's not the regular relationship problems here. Yeah? You understand?
Yes. For example,
you can have a relationship problem, but when the same problem keeps repeating itself, it's becoming toxic. You understand?
Yes.
Person doesn't see anything wrong with what he or she is doing. That is basically where toxicity starts from. You understand? Toxicity is when you're in a one-sided relationship. Yeah? There is no
the love is not requited, it's not being reciprocated. And okay, you decided to have the conversation with your partner, and your partner decided, okay, fine, this is, and he's trying to justify whatever he or she is doing, and he or she sees no reason to change. That is basically what we are told to start from. But a partner that has a problem and wants to change and is making efforts to change, okay, that is just a regular relationship problem. But immediately the person doesn't want to admit to his or her wrongs, that is where Douglas is start from. It's not until the person start getting violent, your partner is violent or very abusive, maybe verbally or physically, that is not when it really starts from. Yeah. And then you yourself, you can be toxic if you yes. keep tolerating everything. Understand? If you tolerate everything, just covering up for your partner, whereas you just have to know when to leave. You just have to pay attention to the red flags. But the moment you keep, you know, when you keep turning the into green in your eyes, that is basically where it starts from. Yeah, so it's not hard, really, unless you want to deceive yourself, like you said. I mean, you want to add something? You want to add something? Just go, please.
Send it off.
All right. So, okay, this one is bomb. So, let me just ask you too. So, What caused your last breakup? I don't know if you had a breakup, you know. So just tell us. What caused the last breakup?
The last. Mm-hmm. Wow! The thing is, I keep telling myself that I've not been in any relationship before.
But you've been in situationships at least, or you can't, all these things that people get there. So.
I was even in a relationship, or I don't know, yes, it was a relationship, a beautiful one at that. But it will come to a point where I guess when people change, and
when was that?
That was like 2 years back.
Years back, oh. I wanted to feel like, oh, more, we need a lot of catching up to do, but I don't think I moved 2 years ago. So,
there's no catching up to do. I've not been in any relationship for like 2 years now.
Mad. That's nice. I don't know if that's nice, but I guess
it was tired, yeah. And I saw it coming. At times, it takes a lot to deal with somebody, and I know it takes a lot to deal with me. Yeah. I this kind of person that does not have this deep understanding of mental health is, or maybe it's just decided to ignore. So what was the breakup was, he said I stopped talking to him about things. And I actually stopped talking to him because when I talk, it will just make my problem, it will make me feel like my problem is very, very small. Then why am I making a big deal out of it? Do you understand?
Yeah, okay.
So I stopped talking to him. I'm not the type that even open up to people unknown. So if I trust you enough to talk to you, and you make me feel like I'm overreacting about what is going on in my head, I'll just keep.
That's bad.
I was dating.
That's like deep red flag. The big one
at that. Because I was dating a male friend, my male best friend, and was like, and I started to let it go, and I ended the relationship.
Oh, poor boss. Yes, you know.
Because I don't have strength.
Well, I guess fair enough, actually, because in a relationship, understanding has been something very, very essential. Like, trust has to be there. The fact that you don't trust your partner, did someone else, it's a red flag, really. You understand? Because you have to keep reassuring the person. Of course, a lot of us need reassurance, but when you keep doing the same thing all over again, it gets tiring and all of that. You understand?
When he said it, I was so mad at him. But then I was like, okay, maybe he's just feeling insecure and all. But when I discovered my had to be showing him her chat.
And my dad's just nonsense.
I was like, what is this? And I ended it. I didn't have sex at all. Anything that would stress me, I don't want it.
I understand, right? I understand. You know, insecurity is a lot of things. That's why sometimes you need to just, you know, you sometimes being with a partner that is insecure can be so stressful, you understand? So you have to, although even a lot of things actually you need reassurances, really. But then when it gets to the point where you're so insecure that it's literally so obvious that there's a point it gets to that it's actually getting irritating. And you feel like no matter what you do, you can never like get this person to trust you. That's just nonsense, really, you understand? You know, all of us have these little insecurities, but when it gets to a point like this one you said, when it gets to that kind of point, it's a big red flag, really, because why would I keep, you know, I should keep proving myself to you every day that you can trust me? Like, why are we even in a relationship then? You understand? Why are we here in the first place? Like, some people will not even give you a chance for you to be trusted. You understand? They just, everything, they are just suspicious of everything you do. You're going to be comfortable with things or with other people without relationships outside. It's just crazy. I don't mean to make relationships, I mean friendship and all of that. I'm not saying shit. Because I'm ready to relationship outside. People are ready to. You understand? I'm not saying she double date or date someone outside. Don't drag me real. Not of what she know. Don't say, yeah, you made it. Not of what it do. You understand? So the thing is, you have to get a relationship with someone you trust at least. Or if you know you've dropped the person yet, give the person an opportunity for them to make you trust them. I'll be uncomfortable now. And then why are we here? You understand? So here enough, it's very enough I broke up. So
he has trust issues right from the start. And okay. At the point I thought we were over that. But I was deceiving myself.
So, okay, fine. My last breakup, I don't even know if I remember, but let me try to remember. I mean, it's almost as long as yours, or even longer, if I remember. So, what caused the last breakup? According to her, she broke up, actually. And according to her, she felt she was getting too attached to me. Apparently, that was a dangerous thing to her. I don't know if I've told you this before, you know, those times I wish to talk. I don't know
too attached?
She said she was getting too attached to me and she felt like that was a problem for her. You understand? Because, you know, we are students, of course, students.
People in relationship.
You, that was calm down. That was my first time too. So I was literally in shock. Like, is this not the goal? I mean, this is what we're supposed to be doing. You understand? But to her, she felt like it was a problem to her because she felt like she was going to be making sacrifices and she's going to be compromising and to be affecting other aspects of her life, you understand? Things that she...
Isn't that what a relationship is all about?
Yes, I guess so. But I didn't... Well, I guess it just dawned on her that, okay, maybe what I'm getting myself into here is too much.
You know, I'm
maybe
not...
I guess, you understand? Maybe she... It was later... Maybe at first, well, my own point of view, why I didn't even try to push or fight for it was maybe because she didn't expect it. She didn't expect us to be, you know, so into each other at first. Maybe it was just like, maybe just, you know, catching feelings, hanging out, and just engaging really. And then at some point, it started getting real. I feel like, I'm liking this guy so bad. You understand? And it was mutual too. But I feel like we were supposed to be headed. You understand? A point where we cannot get enough of each other. You understand? And then, but for her, she would have a different opinion about that particular attachment. She felt like it was too much and it was overwhelming and she couldn't handle all of this with her education and everything else, you know. So I didn't even know how to like convince her, you understand, otherwise, and convince her that okay, let's just hang on, you understand? It's not as if the feeling is not there, the feeling is there, everything is there, but she's just her own personal choice. So I could not argue less. So that was
some people
Yeah, that was my first time. I could understand that, really. I felt bad, of course, but I feel like because something like that is not something you can just achieve with anyone, you understand? It's very rare. If you're in this generation, somebody just catch a cruise, you understand? For you to like someone that you know, it's not something you just find every day, even if you have money and everything else.
You should bring girlfriend for us soon.
That was rest.
Me, I'm tired of waiting. When you introduce the girl to me now.
Let's see who's talking. I beg. When you introduce the boyfriend to.
Don't wait for me, please.
Let me wait for you.
Don't wait for me.
Why do you want me to wait for you?
Don't wait for me because I don't see myself in any relationship now.
Why? No one sees themselves in a relationship unless you are deceiving yourself. It just happens to me. Don't want to connect to this person and I'm like, okay, let me just give this a try. Let me just give this boy a chance. Let me just give him a chance and let's see what happens. But you know,
But I take it this far, did it all with my art. And it came from the heart. Now they take me to court, but it's cool because my Richard Mill is not worth half a mil, and the price going up, so I don't need no love. My mama done said they don't believe in me no more. I was sleeping on the ground on the cold floor. Whole time I was grinding, I've been trying to achieve. Working night and day, you know my people know they sleep.
Waiting for you first.
Don't wait for me, please. Don't wait for me.
Why not?
Because, well. When I see the man, I'll know it's the man.
Okay,
but until then,
tomorrow
let me just be doing whatever.
So you have to see the person before you decide?
Yes. I have to feel this is the person.
You've never liked someone you've never seen in real life.
What did you say?
I said you've never liked someone you've not seen. Maybe you guys just met on social media or something like that, and you just like him like that. You have to.
I don't mean see physically. I just mean when the person comes.
Good. Well, I hope you find your soulmate soon. I hope you find yours.
Even though I'm writing letter each day for this person that they will know.
Send the letter to me. I want to respond. You can
you
be
want
me
to do
or
what?
Be me. What? Is that funny?
No. Send no, it's not funny. I'll send it to you.
How
to confirm one or not. I'll send one to you.
How about I just propose right here, right now? I mean, we are not cousins now. Are we cousins?
We are not.
Hey, how about I just propose right here? Send the letter to me. Let me see.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
When I send it to you, you can propose.
All right. So how is Nigeria going like this?
It's raining, there's no light, and
yeah, I understand that. I don't know. Tell me, like,
I cannot even unchain because I'm not strong.
So, you mean light is good?
Independent woman in the potopoto.
That one is normal now. Everybody, you know, how people were angry. People were poking angry yesterday. Don't send me BC, me say post out. You send me Nigeria, but like, what are we celebrating? There's really nothing to celebrate about this country, really.
Honestly.
The exchange rate, look at everything. Even to make a living safe, go on. Come on. Everything is just that.
I just believe we'll be fine.
Okay.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So, Omar, we've just like up to 40 minutes now. We are taking too long. I guess you like the session, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And your voice. I just can't take myself. Concentrate.
So, underage may be listening, although it's mostly meant for 18, 18 plus. Or underage person may be listening, so don't get too raunchy and too sensual on the podcast, please. And the fact that
I'm
not like 30 or something.
Ah!
Aren't you like 35 or...
Jesus Christ. What if my future husband is listening to this?
You close your menopause like this, aren't you?
Jesus. Do you want my future husband to run away from me?
Yes, I'll cast you. I'll cast you. I have like 2 kids already.
I'm underage, Joe.
I know where they are.
I'm just 15.
Okay. You 15. Thanks to
yes.
Mr. Yusuf. And now.
15 times 2.
Obvious now. You have this baby mama kind of voice. Or sugar mom self kind of voice.
I'm underage. Let my future husband find me, please.
I'm my sugar mom now. So you can give credit to me. Because I'm not going to sugar mommy. Just help me out. Maybe your sugar boy.
No, you can be my sugar daddy. I'll be the sugar girl. And I have plenty sugar.
Eh. Hey. Nice.
I'll be calling you every day. That one is enough.
No. What kind of sugar is that?
That's the type of sugar that I have, and I'll be praying for you.
Okay, I'll pass. All right, Mola, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate this. And I'm sure our audience, they will enjoy listening to your voice too. You know, this sexy, you know, tinglish kind of voice. But thank you very much. Welcome back to Nigeria. I hope you enjoy the fisha.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for inviting me.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm Nigeria. I'm leaving when? I just have a week here.
All right. That's good
so
to
I'll
hear.
So I'm running away. Sorry.
Yeah. All right now. So thank you very much for coming on the podcast again. So
thank you.
We hope to have you some other time too. It's been, I don't know, it's been fun. It's actually interesting. You get to hear your opinion about some certain things, even though they're just 2 questions, but you know, it's an eye opener too. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you too. I would love to be here again.
Mola is also a podcast. I don't know, maybe she's retired for the moment, but she's an agba when it comes to podcasting too, so she's a pro.
I'm following your steps, sir. I'm following your steps. I'm following your steps. Thank you for inviting me.
Right, so thank you very much.
I really enjoyed the session.
Guys, that's it for today. Thank you for coming to listen to Smooth with Adesheto. Don't forget to share to everyone, your friends, family. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, everywhere you listen to podcast. So till next time, bye.